You might turn to the book of Isaiah. is Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, you might repent of your sins and call on Jesus and get saved.
Amen.
This book is tremendous. Absolutely is. Look at Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away. No doubt about it. There's no question mark there. You want to know something? This heaven and this earth will pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Amen.
Eternal words going to be with us throughout eternity. We're going to be praising God for it for a long, long time. I'm praising God for it now. You ought to be. You ought to be reading it. You ought to be studying it. You ought to be defining it. You ought to be finding what God says about whatever it is that's in there. Because that's your only hope.
Amen.
If I took all the opinions of everybody in this room today, well, we'd have a bunch of different opinions. If I took all the opinions in here, we'd never get anything done. We'd have a hard time coming. But boy, once you come, say, I've got one thing. My wife and I, she didn't marry a preacher. I became a preacher a couple of years after we got married. I got saved. And boy, did it change her life. It changed her life. I don't know how many times she reminded me, I didn't marry a preacher. But she was living in a glass house and everybody, you know, she did not like being in front of people. But you know one thing we had? We both believed the Bible was the Word of God.
Amen.
So when we came to disagreements, we took out the Bible and tried to teach our way to each other. And we certainly sooner got my tang all tangled up. You ever got your tang all tangled up? I got my tongue. Oh, boy, look at me. Thank you very much, son. I got my tongue wrapped around my eye teeth and couldn't see what I was saying. We came to agreement on many, many problems and things because we both believed the Bible was the Word of God. And by the Word of God, it was true. It was relevant. It was worth reading today. It was worth living today. And we built a real good marriage on that.
Amen.
Now, His Word's not going to pass away.
Amen.
They're worth your time. They're worth your time to read. And they're worth your time to pass out. Look at Luke 8:11. Give you another little idea about the Word. Luke 8:11 says, now the parable is this, the seed is the Word of God. Those by the wayside, the they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the Word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. What happens? The sower goes out sowing the seed, spreading the seed all across his farm. Some falls in one place, some falls in another. Some falls among thorns, some falls among rocks, some fall on good ground. And what happens? The seed takes root. Well, the Bible says the seed is the Word of God. So what we're doing when we're preaching, at least what I'm trying to do when I'm preaching, is to understand what the Word of God is saying and then try to explain that to you. And then apply that. Okay, if this is the truth, and this is what God says, and you understand it, what should you do? That's what I've been doing for 57 years. I think that's my only job. I don't believe I'm an entertainer. I don't believe I have to be friends with everybody in the world. I do believe I have to preach truth. And I believe the Bible is truth, so the closer I get to teaching just exactly what the Bible says, the more good I do for you. Now notice what it says. The seed is the Word of God, and some believe the Word and are saved. That's the Bible. Now look, if you will, at Luke 14:12. Then said also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors. Isn't that who you generally invite to eat?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he just wiped out your can sort of relate to. How many of you, any time in the last 5 years, went out on the street and invited five people you didn't know into dinner? Anybody? That's what Jesus said. And why? Why? Look what he says, his reason for it. When thou makest a dinner or supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. You got paid back for your good turn. Your good deed, praise the Lord. Somebody repaid you back, and you got a dinner too. But he says, when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now think about that a minute. Now that goes completely contrary to all of our natures. We just don't do that. But we need to think about it in the Lord's work. You need to think about it in the Lord's work. Now, we sent a bunch of missionaries down to Mexico. We supported them right out of this church. You wouldn't believe this little church could support as much as they had. If you take a look back there, 78% of our offerings last year went to missions. 78% of the total offerings that came into this congregation went to mission. We got families on the field. We got 10 living families living off of us. Some of them are working a little bit on the side, did it, because they're not paid very much. How in the world can the churches of Mexico pay us back? They thank us all the time. They send somebody up here, come visit our church and say, thank you for sending somebody to preach the gospel in the street to me, and I got saved. Now I'm preaching the gospel. I started a church in such and such a place. How about the people of Poland? Can they recompense us? No. Well, I guess we got an award coming from the Lord then. If they can't recompense us, if we've done something for them they could not have done for themselves, and we did it in a spirit of love and evangelism, they can't recompense us, then the Lord's going to take care of it. I'll tell you what. The Bible says in another place, it said, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. Nobody has ever got God in their debt. God pays off. God would not allow you to get ahead of him. I've known some people like that. I think that's great. They're just very generous people. And you do something for them, they've got to do more for you. Well, God's been doing more for you all along. He's still doing more for you. Day after day after day. You ought to be the most thankful people in the world.
Amen.
How come you're complaining? How come you're whining? How come you're fussing over a few little things? How come you're not serving God like you ought to be serving God? Because God has done so much for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Were you born in America? Were you born in a Christian home?
Amen.
Were you born where there was a Bible in the house? You ought to get on your knees every morning thanking God that you got a day to live.
Amen.
Amen or me.
Amen.
That's right. Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. But thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now look at Romans 10:17. Here's the principle. Some truth you need to understand. It's a verse that ought to be marked in your Bible. It's one you ought to think about every month, every week, maybe every day. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I was 20 years old in the Air Force in Rolfo, New Mexico. My next door neighbors invited me to come to church with them, and I was sitting way back over in that corner. Or maybe it was that corner. Somebody preached the word. Good preacher. He preached the word. There was a congregation of 500 people in that big auditorium. It was full. It was like he was talking cognizant of my need of a Savior and that I was headed just as straight for hell as anybody. And it scared the hell out of me. I didn't want to go to hell.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I thought anybody would be foolish to take anything to go to hell. And I called on God and I repented of my sins and I asked Him to save my soul. And when He saved my soul that night, I was up most of that night. I also surrendered to preach, and I've been preaching. That was September the 1st, 1957. Changed my life. What happened? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How many times did I heard those words preached? I heard them plenty. I was raised up in church with my family until I got to be a teenager and was able not to go when I didn't want to go and whatever. And then when I married my wife, I thought she was a better Christian than I am. I thought both of us were Christians, but she was better than I, so I joined her church. I was sprinkled a Methodist, made a confession of faith at 11. At 18, I made another confession of faith and was immersed, baptized. I still wasn't saved. You can be a Methodist and a Baptist and not be saved. You can be a Catholic and not be saved, and Jehovah's Witness and not be saved. Oh, you can be all sorts of things, and you think you're all right. You better get saved.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You better listen to what the Word of God has to say and believe it and act upon it. God saved my soul and changed my life. Hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, calling upon God, God saved my soul and changed my life. Wow, what a difference.
Amen.
Look at 1 Peter 1:23. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. No, being born again of the word of God. It's an incorruptible seed. It's God's word from God's hand, God's mind, God's love, God's loving kindness, God's mercy, God's grace. And that word of grace that came to you gave you a way to have your sins forgiven, your soul saved, and your life changed, and your eternity changed to be with God in heaven forever as your heavenly Father. Beautiful. Look at Psalm 68:11. You ought to mark this verse. Might be worth your time. Psalm 68:11. Did you know that the Lord gave the word? The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. It's the most published book in the world. Has been for years. Still is today. With all the attacks upon it, with all the new versions of it, with all of the improvement, with all of the preachers who let you know that they're the latest Greek scholar and they're going to clear everything up for you. Well, I tell you what, every denomination, every thought group has Greek scholars. That doesn't mean a thing. Their scholarly opinion is just according to their doctrine. No, it's the Word of God, my friend. He gave the Word. Great was the company of those that published it. There have been a lot of great people through the Word, through history, that have brought the Word to us. Thank God we have it. Thank God it's still sold. You know there are places in the world you can't buy it. Place in the world you can't get it. Place in the world where they'll burn it. Place in the world where they'll kill you if you have a copy of it. You ought to thank God you were born in America. You ought to thank God you live in a place where you can have a church like this today.
Amen.
Where you can come and listen to the preaching of the Word of God and nobody's out there ready to beat you up or shoot you. Thank God. Well, that was at the cost of a lot of suffering by some great Christian men and women that brought it down to us and gave it to us. Great was the company of those that published it. Now I want to make a little play on these words. I people have been saved because they read this little yellow thing. There are people sitting in this congregation right now, today, that came because of this little yellow thing. That's right. I got a pocket full of them. I got them in my wallet in case I don't have them in my pocket. This has very little of an editor in it. Everything on all of those 8 pages is quotation of Scripture, the Word of God. It's so simple. It's one of my favorite tracts since I first ran across it. I ran across it in Roswell, New Mexico. And I said, wow, and the more I read it, the more I looked at it, the more I liked it. You know what this costs? When these were published, well, we had them printed for us 4 or 5 years ago, Brian. 4.5, 5 cents a piece. 3 cents a piece. 3 cents a piece. But wow. 3 cents a piece. My favorite tract. Boy, a lot of tracts. And I've got others that I carry and give out and pass out. We got a bunch of them out there we'll give you to pass out. 3 cents a piece to hand somebody a highway to heaven. Hand somebody a way to get forgiveness of sin. Hand somebody something they can read, take it into their heart, act upon, and they can touch God, and God will touch them.
Amen.
Wow! That's something. You ought to thank God for it. We in this little church, since 1977, have published over 40 million. This little church has published over 40 million. I think the figure is 44, but I'm not sure. And when I went back through my examples I had, I couldn't find some paperwork, but that's all right, I'm old. you to know, and it's the truth. Wow. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of things that can be done. And you ought to think about it. I want you to think on these things. The newspaper carries a certain amount of prestige. That's not just something that some church printed up and put on somebody's door. It's in the newspaper. Some people believe what's written in the newspaper is true. Not everything written in the newspaper is true. But I tell you what, if we put this in there, it'll be true. That's truth. USA Today is a national leader in newspapers. Like I said, 1,300,000 a printing. Usually, the newspaper gets the undivided attention of the reader. You ever seen people in their newspapers? It's almost like some of you with your phones at dinner. I see you in dinner all the time. You're sitting around a table. There's four of you. You got four phones. You're not talking to each other. You're just playing with your phones. Unless you're communicating back and forth across the table. I'm really not sure. It looks very impolite to me because I'm old-fashioned, okay? The Word of God is just as much the Word of God in a newspaper as it is in your Bible. It's every bit the Word of God. Doesn't matter if it's on newsprint. Doesn't matter if it's right next to a beer ad. Doesn't matter if it's next to a naked girl. It doesn't make a bit of difference. It's just as much the Word of God. Wow. I'm getting close to being through. Newspaper reaches into offices, the businesses, homes of people that don't go to church anywhere. And why not take a gospel tract from your hand if you pass it out to them on the street? Oh, they'd pass you by like you had AIDS or Ebola. Like you're some bum off the streets. They wouldn't take it from your hand, but they can read it in the newspaper. It goes everywhere. Reaches all classes of people in all walks of life. It reaches all the politicians. It might even reach the President of the United States. He does read newspapers. Those guys are really interested in what newspapers say. The gospel in the newspaper is not overcome by fear. How many times have you been afraid? Amen. You start to do something, start to witness, start to pass out a drug. Oh, I don't know where they're going to accept it. Oh, I don't know where you go.
Amen.
How about opposition? No, I don't like you. You're so crazy religious nuts. The newspaper is not overcome by fear, opposition, or weariness. Never gets too tired to pass them out. It will not stray from its message. The message keeps being the exact same message it was when it was put on there. It's the Word of God. It will not become angry, but will continue to plead with the reader. I had a tract one time. I carried it for several years. The cost of that tract, to me personally, was going to be great if I followed it. I finally followed it. That's why I have this type of a church rather than what I was. That tract just kept giving the same message. Every time I read it, it kept giving me the same verses. And every time I read the verses, it kept saying the same thing. Jesus Christ is Lord, and Jesus' name is ought to be lifted up.
Amen.
It will speak as long as it exists. It takes no notice of insults or abuses. It can get into places we cannot. Guarantee you, they wouldn't let you through the door. But that newspaper is going to go in there. It never gets weary, nor sleepy. Always speaks with kindness and authority. It never objects to repeating its message. Have you ever objected to repeating your message? Oh, I've gotten so tired of talking to some people. I remember a couple of while back, I told them, bless your hearts, after 30 minutes of them not hearing a thing I said on either side and not giving one inch, I said, I cannot help you. Well, this track won't get upset like that. 98 tracts per dollar spent. You get an allowance? They give you a quarter? We've been given a quarter so long in our house. Donna and Susanna with their babies coming on down, they're still getting a quarter. I did not realize they couldn't buy a stick of gum. I had to go up, but I had to be awake, and she couldn't buy a candy bar. Now I know some of you, you get $25, $50, $75 a week. $1 from one kid's allowance will put 98 tracts in the hands of people. Delivered. You can't print them for that. You can't even print that little yellow tract, which is the same tract, and we pass out, and I carry in my pocket all the time, and in my wallet all the time. 98 per dollar. Now, understand me. I do not want you taking your missionary offerings and giving it to newspaper evangelists. I don't want you taking your offerings to the Lord's work and giving it to newspaper evangelists. I don't want you taking your rent money and giving it to new. Oh, it's such a great thing, I'm going to give my rent money. No, don't do it. Your car payment, don't give it. Do you have other money? You are the richest people that have ever lived.
Yes, sir.
And you will go day after day, month after month, year after year, not even thanking God for all the wealth He's given.
Amen.
You just throw it away. One thing or another, throw it away. That's what I'm talking about. How about some of that throwaway? Some of you could throw away $10. How much would that be? 98 times 10. How about somebody throwing away $1,000? I'll invest $1,000 for eternity. There just might be one soul out there that'll read my tract that I paid for and end up in heaven, and that's worth more than all the whole world. You could win the lottery for $500 million and not equal it.
Amen.
Some of you could give $1,000, some of you could give $10,000. But you ought to give. We're going to try to publish, it's our purpose, to publish this tract. Goodness, I can't even pick it up. In this paper, nothing's working right this morning. We're going to take 2.5 months to raise money. We're starting today. Get your money designated to newspaper evangelism if you wanted to go into this. We're going to raise money September, October, and up to November the 10th. We're going to publish the Lord willing December the 8th. You hear that? You don't have till December 8th. You have till November the 10th. If your money's not in November the 10th, and I don't get those checks cleared from this bank, we don't live with that kind of bankroll. So the money's got to be cleared before I write a check for $60,000. You understand me? You know what I want you to do? I want you to pray about it. I want you to ask the Lord what He would have you do. And then I'd ask you to be generous. Oh, God's people should not be stingy guts. God's people should not be stingy guts. Now, some of you don't give much. If the whole church gave like some of you give, we'd be wonderful. We'd be flush. We'd just be running over. But some of you tightwads, you make the nickel, you make the buffalo squeak on the nickel. Every time you spend it, you just can't turn loose of it, especially give it to a missionary or a preacher or a church. Well, quit being a tightwad and take an investment. Where do have you to give. Be generous. Don't hurt anybody else. Don't hurt the church. Don't hurt the missionaries. Don't hurt any other work. Don't hurt your own self. Don't give your food money. Don't give your car money. But you can come up with something to give because you waste it every week. Every week, every one of you, the poorest of you, waste it every week. $1 buys 98 tracts published in this thing across the United States. Tell you something else this paper does. It's bought in bulk by hotels and motels. And it's down there free for you when you go stay, spend a night in a motel. You know what it is? It's USA Today. This is one of the biggest opportunities you're ever going to get. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom. Give us compassion. Give us understanding. Oh God, may we count the cost and may we think of heavenly things.